We're holding here in Simin Tov Mem Tes. That's page 68 in some Mishnah Brura editions of the Dershu one. Din Chametz Shenimsa B'Chanus Yisrael. The halachas of Chametz which is found in a store which is owned by a Jew. V'hapoyelim Einam Yehudim. The workers, however, are not Jewish. So the question is, you find this Chametz, is it, does the Chametz belong to the Jew? And then, therefore, be called Chametz Sh'avar Lav HaPesach, Chametz that was in a Jewish possession over Pesach, which means it's forbidden to get Hana out of it. Or do we say, you know what? It was the non-Jew who brought his Chametz in and he forgot to take his Chametz out of the store. That's the question. And then the last, it's a few, another, I don't know, it was a 5 weeks till, 6 weeks to put to Purim, right? So we have here, the next word is oy behepich, benafaychu, right? Or the opposite way around. The case is the other way around. What does that mean? Is the store owned by the non-Jew and the Jews are the workers? And once again, the chametz is found there. What's the status of this chametz? Okay? So this can be a practical case that can exist in the person's house as well. When he owns the house. And I know sometimes I've had a situation where I've had a cleaning help and they would leave a drink. You know, it's a kosher drink. And, you know, one of these, maybe a soda or something like this. And then when my children come home, they're like, oh, look at that, a soda. Because we just don't have sodas in the house. No, it's not ours. It's not our soda. So, okay, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch tells us here. Chanus shel Yisrael, the first case is where the store belongs to a Jewish person. Umelai, what does Melai mean? He tells us in parentheses, Peirush haschayro kli achanus shel Yisrael. The merchandise.
The stock.
Okay, very good, thank you. The merchandise or the stock is also belongs to a Jew. So we have the store and the merchandise belongs to the Jew. But the workers that come in and out are not Jewish. And lo and behold, chametz shenimsa sham achar haPesach. You find chametz after Pesach in the store. Is aser bahana. It's forbidden to derive benefit from this chametz. Because we assume, you'll say, that this chametz belongs to who? To the Jew. And then this chametz was chametz sh'over lav haPesach. Chametz that was in the Jew's possession over Pesach. And the halacha is, a Jew that has chametz in his possession over Pesach, it's forbidden for him to derive benefit from it.
How come the Jew didn't sell it?
Oh, good question. The answer to that question is because he thought it was gone. He thought he did a bedika, he checked. And he thought he got it out.
But doesn't the contract that we have with the rabbi that takes to sell the chametz, that sells all the chametz?
Right, so we're not talking about a case where he sold chametz. He didn't sell chametz in this case. That's the answer. He didn't sell chametz.
He may have thought he was sold off by then.
I'm sorry?
If it's merchandise, he thought he might have sold it by then. He estimated he would have sold it out, but someone's
buying it. Right. As Neil's saying, that he thought he might have sold it to a buyer. And then, lo and behold, it was still on the shelf. So he comes back in now, like, whose Snickers bar is that? You know, is it Hector's? Or is it mine? Right? Yes.
Supermarket.
So before we see further in the Mechaber, which will just tell us the opposite case that we just mentioned, let's first see the Mishnah Brurahs that apply, that correspond to the Mechaber over here. So the Chanus Shel Yisrael, the store once again belongs to the Jew, and the merchandise belongs to the Jew as well. Sifkat Aleph. Umayri Shoya Haschayro Pas V'Yayin V'Yagavna. We're talking about a case, says the Mishnah Brura, that the merchandise is chametz. The merchandise is chametz. Sifkaden beis upayilim hanichnasim l'sham, the workers that come in and out. Haynu lasois malacha oishim shtadlim b'mechiras haschayro. What do the workers do? They stock the shelves, or they, let's say, take the money. They're doing the work. They're working there. So the chametz which is found in such a store after Pesach is asur bahana. It's forbidden to derive benefit from that chametz which is found. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, the talinon shechametz zeh shel hachanus hu, because we'll say that the chametz which was found belongs to who? To the Jew, the store owner. V'loy mipayalim, and it does not belong to the workers. Av sheheim regilin sham, even though they're accustomed to be in the aisles of the store. Mishum dehachametz shebachanus u'kavua sham v'tadir, because this chametz is there in the store on a regular basis. Utfei yesh litlois shenisha sham mechametz shaloi shaloi motza be'es habedika. And where the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, it makes more sense to say, tfei means it's more, it makes more sense to say that the chametz which was found was chametz which belonged to the Jew, and he didn't find it when he was doing his bedika. I mean, I know I'm being recorded, I'll tell you, I think I remember correctly, I'm already second guessing myself, that before Pesach, after we did a bedika, I found a little tiny Cheerio, after the bedika was done already. Now, didn't I do my bedika properly? I hope I did. But it's possible that a person can do his bedika properly and still afterwards find some chametz. So here, same case. We're saying a scenario where the person did a bedika, but since the store has the chametz, he didn't see this. He missed out on the piece. Well, poshut, it's obvious. The Mayri Shemotza Tekef Achar HaPesach. It's obvious that this person found this chametz right after Pesach. And he found it right at the Pesach, as opposed to assuming it came after Pesach, immediately after Pesach, you know, from not being chametz stick. So we're talking about a case, he unlocks the door, right? Let's say he picks up the metal gate, walks into the store, and he turns on the lights, and lo and behold, he finds chametz on the shelves. That's the case we're talking about. He finds it right after Pesach. Now, before we see further in the Mishnah Berurah, let's go back on top and see the second case in the Mechaber. Now, this case is the total opposite. What's going to be now, we have a case where the store is going to be owned and the merchandise will be owned by the non-Jew, and now the workers are Jewish. Chanus shel eini Yehudi, umalai shel eini Yehudi. The store belongs to a non-Jew, and the merchandise belongs to the non-Jew. Upayalim, right, correct. Upayalim hanichnasim l'sham, the workers who go in and out. Chametz shenimsu sham mutter afilu b'achila. Very good. The chametz which is found in such a case after the Pesach is permissible even b'achila, you can even eat it. Not only can you derive benefit from it, but you can even eat it. Okay, let's stop there by the period, and now let's see Sifkat and Dalet. Mutter afilu b'achila. You're permitted even to eat this chametz. What's the loymar? Afilu im haya hachanus sagor. Even if the store was closed, kol yimei haPesach. Deleka limitli shehanachri baal hachanus hichnis shom chametz zeh bePesach. And if the store is closed, the whole Pesach, we can't assume that the guy brought chametz in there, because it's closed the whole Pesach. This chametz is definitely from before Pesach. So therefore what? V'hava mina, I would have thought to say, sheyesh lachush litlois hachametz hanimsa sham shehu mehapoyalim yisraelim hamutsuyim sham tamid. I would have thought that maybe this chametz belongs to who? To the Jewish workers who are there on a regular basis. Sheheim shachachuhu sham koydim haPesach. The Jewish worker forgot the chametz there before Pesach. Kamash malan the loyim rin hachi. The conclusion is we don't say this. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing right now that when the case when the store and the merchandise belongs to the non-Jew and the workers are the Jews, I would have thought maybe the Jew had something in his hand. He had to pick up the box. He puts down the chametz on the shelf and then he takes out the box and forgets about it. So maybe the chametz really belongs to the Jew. So it would be chametz she'avrel of a Pesach because it's Jewish chametz. Kamash Malon, the conclusion is no. We assume that the chametz is still the non-Jews. And therefore, a Jew can also derive benefit from that chametz after Pesach. Okay. Now, we're going to read the last sentence on the Mechaber, on the top of the page. before I read the sentence, just to clarify what's going on here. We said the first case was the owner of the store was a Jew and the workers were non-Jews. The second case was the owner of the store was non-Jews and the workers were Jews. And basically, as Phil pointed out, the halacha is that the law is, depending on who owns that store, then we say the chametz is mutter aser. If the Jew owns a store, the chametz found there, it's aser. If the non-Jew owns a store, it's mutter. Kach he says now the mechaber, kach he gives us Rashi Rabbeinu Hai, that it goes after the owner of the store. Avo Rabbeinu Chananel goris behepech. Rabbeinu Chananel, he learns the opposite way around. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the owner of the store is not going to be the one who will go after him to save its mutter or aser. It's the workers. Okay? Now, just to put things in the time frame for a second, Rashi, I believe, was born in 1040, right? Okay? I have to get my numbers right in front of you. Okay? And Rav Haigain was not of the Rishonim in the time period of Rashi, but a generation before that of the Goinim. Okay? Now, Rabbeinu Chananel was of the earliest Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel was of the earliest Rishonim, much before Rashi, a couple hundred years before Rashi.
I think 100 years.
100 years before Rashi. Okay? And I think he lived to the age of 90, in fact. Is that correct?
No, sorry. I don't know.
Okay. So, my point is with Rabbeinu Chananel carries a tremendous amount of weight in halacha, even though over here we're not going to pass him like him. But Rabbeinu Chananel carries a tremendous amount of weight. Let's now see Sif Katan Hay. So we said Rabbeinu Chananel's Goyris Behapach. He learns the opposite of what we just explained. The Hu Sovar, Rabbeinu Chananel understands this case, the Talinan Yoseh Behapayalim, Shimutsuyim Shem Tomit, that the Chametz which is found in the store, we will say, it belongs to the workers. It belongs to the workers that was found there as opposed to the owner of the store.
So which case are you doing? The Jewish owner or the non-Jewish owner?
Anyway you go. Anyway you go, Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's the worker. If it's owned by the Jew and the worker is the non-Jew, then the chametz belongs to the non-Jew. If it's owned by the non-Jew and the worker is the Jew, whoever the worker is, whatever the worker status is, that's how we can define whether that chametz is mutter or aser. As opposed to the first way we were learning, like Rashi and Rav Haigain, was that we go after the owner of the store.
Right.
Now we're switching it around. Okay? So we're still in the bottom of the first column in the Mishnah Brura, with the bottom lines over there. And he says, over here. Okay? So he says like this. The Talina, so we say Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Like you said, which way are we going? You're always saying it's always going according to the workers. Uleinin Dina, Lahalacha, okay? V'yeshe Kosvu, Uleinin Dina, Naktinin Kedea Kamaisa. Lahalacha, the Mishnah says, we go according to Rashi and Rav Hai, which means that we go after the owner of the store. We view the chametz to belong to the owner of the store. If it's the Jew is the owner, then the chametz found in that store belongs to the Jew. If the guy is the owner of the store, matter irrelevant if the worker is Jewish or not, it'll be the chametz of the guy. Because you go after the owner of the store. V'yeshe kosvu deloy pligi klal. How do you like this now? There are those that learn, there's no machlekes. Don't you like in life when there's no problems? No machlekes. What's no machlekes? We were talking about two different cases here. What does that mean? That means as follows. Basraisa, the word basraisa is the latter. Okay? So the latter case, meaning Rabbeinu Chananel, is talking about a case where the merchandise in the store is not chametz. We started off the whole in the beginning of the Mechaber that there's a Jew who owns a store, and the merchandise is his as well, and it's chametz. Now we're talking about a hardware store. Totally different case. And what does Rabbeinu Chananel say? That you go after the workers. That, now let's give a scenario, okay? A worker has something in his hand, I think it's a very practical case, right? And the store is owned by, let's say, the Jew in this case. And it could be the other way around as well. He has to pick up a box of hammers. He puts down his chocolate bar, his wafer, whatever it might be. And then he takes out the box. He forgets about it. Comes into the store. They open it up. Oh, whose wafer is that? Well, according to Rabbi Hananel, we always go after the workers. Well, it's a Jewish worker, right? So then we can say it belongs to the Jew, and the Jew cannot get benefit from that wafer. What that means is he cannot even give that wafer to the owner of the store and say, hey, you know, you look like you're looking for something to eat now. Here, you have this. He can't do that. Why? You get benefit. You know, the boss thanks him. Oh, that's nice of you. So I was thinking about that question. Good question. The question is, what happens if it's you have some Jews working there, some non-Jews working there? So if there's a majority, you go after the majority. If there's like four workers, two are Jews, two are non-Jews, you all call you up, you're off. Okay. Now, let's go further here. What happens if the store was chametz in the store? Gam le'deyazu basar chanus azlinen. Even according to Rabbeinu Hananel, you'll say you go after the owner of the store. And the chametz belongs to the owner of the store. She chametz sham kavu v'tadir. Because then the chametz is there on a regular basis. We're on the second column in the Mishnah Brura on that page. This page of the Mishnah Brura has both columns of the Mishnah Brura. The chametz shenimsa achar Pesach. Now we have a case where chametz is found after Pesach. V'lo yadinon shel akum, im shel akum hu, oy shel Yisrael hu. We don't know, is this chametz of a non-Jew, or is this chametz belong to a Jew? Yesh deyos bein hachredin. It's a different point now. We're out of the store now. There's a difference of opinions in the achredin. Yesh kosvu de mutter bahanot. There are those that write, it's mutter bahanot, which means one is permitted to derive benefit from it, va'asar ba'achila, but you cannot eat it. If you find this chametz.
Does it matter if it's
mekilim, there are those that are lenient, va'imrim, the gam ba'achila mutter. When you find this chametz, even ba'achila, even to eat this chametz is also permissible. Kishar sveka derbanan delakula azlina, because there's a rule. The rule is, in regards to a suffix, a doubt of rabbinic in origin, we say what? We say we go in the lenient side. And this whole case is all rabbinic in origin. Ari comes to your question a little over here. Roiv Yisrael Mitsuyim. The majority of the Jews live in that neighborhood. The majority of people are Jewish. Asur Bahana. Then we'll say it's forbidden to derive benefits from it because we'll say Devadai Misrael Nafal, that this chametz fell from a Jew because majority of people are Jewish. V'chol zeh kishinimsa miyad achar ha-pesach oisha pas yoshun. Now, once again, this case is where it fell. You found it right after Pesach. She esher loymar shenefa achar Pesach, because you can't say that the chametz that you found was baked after Pesach. If it was baked after Pesach, it's not a case. The whole question here is, the chametz in front of me, is it chametz over love of Pesach? Is it chametz that was maybe a Jew's possession on Pesach? So, if the majority of the people are Jewish people and you found the chametz on the floor, we'll say you can't have it. Avol im afshalit litlois shenafel achar Pesach. But if you can rely on the fact that it fell after Pesach, then mutar afilo ba'achila mecholinyan, then one would be permitted to eat this chametz and all. It's not chametz. I'm sorry. Eat this food. Excuse me for saying that. Eat the food. No, you can't eat the chametz. Eat the food. The yoyse yesh litlois shemiachar Pesachu. Because just the last five words, this man ruba kazeh loy hoye munach b'derech. You find, that's what I'm saying, we're out of the case of the store now. You found chametz on the ground somewhere. You found chametz. Are we going to assume that this chametz is chametz that was in a Jew's possession during Pesach? Or is it chametz that was just dropped on the ground recently? So we're saying that if one sees the chametz in front of us and we realize it just fell recently, you look at it, it's wrapped up, it wasn't smashed, and it wasn't there moldy, it wasn't there for a long time, you can assume it just fell recently, and that it was not chametz over the past week of Pesach, but it was chametz that just fell today. So let's just review what we came out with over here. We were discussing chametz which was found in a store. If the store is owned by the Jew and the items in the store are chametz, then we'll say that according to Rashi and Rav Hai, we go after the owner of the store. The chametz belongs to the owner of the store. Then if the owner of the store is a Jew, so we say he cannot have chametz. He cannot derive benefit from that chametz. If the owner of the store was a guy, was a non-Jew, and the workers were Jewish, once again, we all go after the owner of the store, and one can derive benefit from that chametz. Then we had the discussion, Rabbeinu Chananel learned the case differently, and then that you go always after the workers, not the owners, but the workers, because the workers are there on a regular basis. Then we had the third approach that said that, the third approach was that it's not a machlekes at all. Rabbeinu Chananel is talking about a case of non-chametz, it's a warehouse, so it's a hardware store. And then Rabbeinu Chananel says you go after the workers, the chametz belongs to the workers, as opposed to the owners of the store. And then we just had the last case, and you found the chametz on the floor, which we just discussed. We'll stop here.